Well, hell, get in, and I guess I'll drive because you're sick this week.
I'm sick because you made me sick.
I am still a little stuffy as well.
Mm-hmm. You got something at market and then gave it to me, and I knew that I had been given your gift because when we were coming down the road, you were like, oh, my throat's scratchy. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, it's from the windows being down because our U-Haul had no air conditioning.
Right.
And it was 87 degrees.
Yeah.
And then Friday afternoon, I got the sore throat.
Well, I'll drive you around this week. It's time for another episode of Who's Driving?
Welcome to Who's Driving? I'm Wesley Turner.
And I'm Stephen Merck. We're two best friends and entrepreneurs.
Who's Driving is an entertaining look into the behind the scenes of our lives, friendship, and businesses.
These are the stories we share and topics we discuss as two best friends would on a long road trip.
Along the way, we'll check in with friends and offer a wide range of informative topics centered around running small businesses, social media, and all things home and garden.
Buckle up and enjoy the ride. You never know who's driving or where we're headed.
All we know is it's always a fun ride.
And on this week's episode, we're going to talk about our trip to the High Point Furniture Market.
It was a good one.
We just got back. We both got a gift from there. A little cold or something. I'm not sure. Not the kind of gift we wanted. But we saw a lot of great things there.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the trends that we're seeing, the slow shift into different looks and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you
ordered yourself a present, and I ordered myself a present. You got bedding.
Oh, yeah.
You got down bedding.
I got new down pillows and a down mattress, like a mattress topper.
Uh-huh.
To add to ours. I feel like I ordered something else for myself that you may not have known about, but I can't remember. What?
I ordered a bar cart for me.
Oh, yeah.
In the burled walnut.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
It's very pretty.
It really is.
From worlds away. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, though. I feel like I ordered one more thing for myself, but I can't remember. You may not have been with me.
I need to get that on the tally.
Yeah. Tally it up, baby. Okay. So before we get to the market, though, what you been up to? You want to talk about what happened to you yesterday?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't yesterday, but I will say before. I was in the bed yesterday. I did stay in bed yesterday trying to get, because we do have a busy week.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I need to feel better. And so I was looking on Facebook, and this had caught my eye a while back, but then it caught my eye again. And in Blackville, South Carolina, which is...
Where is that?
That's the Midlands. That's, I think it's an hour south of Columbia-ish is the best I can
more
tell.
More towards the coast?
Yeah, more Midland, though.
What are we from Columbia?
We're northwest. Yeah, okay. So this is southeast, as best I can tell.
It's so funny, getting off track, but thinking about direction, you know, I'm not from South Carolina, but I've been here since 2005. So I know on the map where, you know, like, if you show me the state, I can point to where Columbia is and where Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, that sort of thing. But it's so different for me mentally living in South Carolina with directions because of the shape of the state, where it's kind of like
it's kind of cattywampus
pie shape sort of, because I grew up in Tennessee, and Tennessee is basically a rectangle. You're East Tennessee, West Tennessee, North, South, like it's easier to visualize.
Not here
because we're at this little tip
the foothill mountains,
right? So to say, like, oh, we're east or west of something, is kind of weird because we're in this, like, weird shape. But anyway.
So anyway, this is in Blackville, South Carolina. So I want to go.
Okay.
I just want to go.
Wait, what is it?
It is it's called God's Acre Healing Springs. It's natural springs.
Do you get in them? Like a bubbly spring?
It is. You can get in the stream part, but then they have pumps from the ground that pull the water.
So like a drinking spring.
And you can take containers and get the water. It's supposed to have lots of minerals and different healing. Yes. And it looks beautiful. I mean, listen,
a little, I don't know. You're going to make a trip for that?
I think it'd be cool. Why not?
Is this just out in the woods somewhere? Or is this like a park or something?
No, it's just out in the woods.
Like, do they charge you to go to
no.
it? Mm-mm. You just have to find it on like Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. I pulled it up. I found it. Things like that's just kind of interesting to me. When I was in Homestead, Virginia,
yeah,
I went for an owner's meeting of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jefferson Hot Springs are not far from the Homestead Resort.
Right.
And I was like, I want to go out there. So I went out there and they have shacks. I don't know. Do you remember this?
No.
They have shacks, literally, built over these springs, and yeah. they're hot springs, and they have one for women,
so
one
those
for
are the
men.
Ones you get in.
Yes, you get in, and they bubble. There's bubbles coming up. They're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, not hot, like bath water.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of...
Well, there's that in...
It smells a little like a fart.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I think I've never been, but again, growing up in Memphis area, there's Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been, but I know that's their name because they have hot springs. Mm-hmm. But I think I've always heard that they smell.
They do.
Because of the sulfur.
They do. The water is pure, clean, crystal
I mean, it probably
clear.
Just smells like our house water, honestly.
It doesn't smell as bad as your house water.
Okay, then I can handle it.
Oh, it would be fine. It does not smell as bad. But it's amazing the people that go. And at the Jefferson Hot Springs, you just get naked. And you just get in. And it's
just
rocks.
Now, that sounds like a good time. Now I'm down. That's worth the trip.
No, I mean, it's very, what? It was cool. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Are you in these little huts by yourself?
No. There's other people.
It's a community?
Yeah. There's people in there.
And you just get naked?
Naked.
Mm.
Balls out naked.
Oh, my God.
But no, I mean, I think there's something to that. And maybe it's a mental thing, but I don't know. I grew up with spring water.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a spring, and to me, that is the best water ever to drink.
So you think if you go to this one in South Carolina and get some drinking water, it's going to heal you from something? Can it heal your bad attitude?
I don't know.
Or
maybe,
your bitchiness?
Maybe it might help.
Like, what are we healing?
I don't know, but it has... it's supposed to have a lot of different minerals in there. And I was reading and someone says, has it been tested? And because now I'm like, you know, between 1781 during the Revolutionary War, that's how it came about. The Indians, that was a sacred healing springs for the Indians.
Yeah.
And they healed some soldiers from the Revolutionary War.
It may be contaminated. Yeah.
That's it. Now I'm like... You know, mm-hmm. but
so there's no, I mean, there's literally, is this an attraction? Like if you go there, do you think there'll be other people there?
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
is it people, constantly busy?
People drive hundreds of miles from other states.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You think? I don't know about this.
Evidently.
Well,
I don't know. One friend of mine goes, and you know, since
is
she made the,
a little cray cray.
Not at all. Very much like us, just normal person.
We're not normal.
No, I've known her for 30 years.
Okay.
In McDonald's. And so she goes, her husband has had a horrible battle with cancer for probably the past 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and get all their drinking water from there. And, you know, I don't know. I just think it's worth seeing. It's interesting to me. That goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, it is very interesting. But why isn't someone bottling it and selling it?
Well, it isn't owned by, you know, I don't
Who
think
owns
that's...
It? I mean, like, just...
It's not owned by anyone. Just it's...
That blows my mind, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. Some people have complained that some people bring, like, every container they have to bottle the water.
Oh.
And
there's always a complainer.
Yeah, but I'm like... You know, it'd just be interesting.
I saw, speaking of interesting and moving on from that, because you go and let me know how that is. But mm-hmm. I saw on social media that there are only three words. Well, it's debatable, but three, I guess, like root words. So this is your little riddle for the week. See mm-hmm. if you can name them.
Mm-hmm.
Three words in the English language that begin with DW. Can you name them? Three
words.
Words.
Dwell.
Yes. You got one. So you can't have, it's not like dwelling, you know. It's,
dwell.
Yeah. So that's dwell.
The
root word.
Dwell. Dweeb.
Okay. So that's the debate. Dweeb is not counted as a word, but some people say it should be. So I don't know.
That's know. It's kind of
that's
slang.
The bonus. Yeah. That's what people are like. Okay. That's a slang
dwell.
Word.
Dwell.
Mm-hmm. You got one out of three. Come on. Who's going?
Dum, 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 dum. What could it be? Dwell, dweeb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dwarf.
Dwarf.
And dwindle.
Dwindle. Yeah. I know all those.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't think of them.
Uh-uh. At least I got one.
You did get one, because I was sitting there going, I paused it before they told me. I was like, let me see. And I was like, oh no, I can't think of any. But I thought that was interesting.
There's only three words.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Not
well, soon. I could only think of one, so I guess that maybe there's some truth to that.
Maybe so. And are you sure you don't want to tell what happened to you 2 days ago?
No, I'm positive.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Okay. We'll save that for another day, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to get into the market situation?
Yeah, this was a good one.
This was a good market.
Yeah. I felt like it was a good market.
It was. And I felt like you're seeing that more and more steady change, but it's not like a drastic change. And it kind of, this market, I felt like started to tie in together the things that we've been talking about we're seeing over the, you know, like the last year. I feel like we've kind of been saying like, oh, moodier colors are coming and that sort of thing. And that is definitely what we were seeing
mm-hmm.
more. And it's into the fabrics now and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's now a name for it, for the newest, where the trend is going, where the transition is going. And they're calling it modern cottage. So we've been in modern farmhouse, which was mm-hmm. an evolution from just the farmhouse. We kind of went from rustic farmhouse mm-hmm. to modern farmhouse. And now they're saying the new term will be modern cottage,
which is a warmer, cozier feel.
Right.
A little more sophisticated.
Right. So modern cottage, the idea behind it is you're just taking your farmhouse style. So it's not like we're dumping farmhouse, because everything's a transition. And you're taking modern farmhouse and you are cozying it up and making it a little bit more sophisticated. So more of a cottage, cozy, comfy feel. And that's the next transition.
And I like this a lot better. To be honest with you, farmhouse is not my bag. My thing is, if you don't live on a farm, this is in my mind. I'm not saying everybody does what they want to do.
Right.
In my mind, unless you live in a farmhouse on a farm, you shouldn't have a farm. Like, it drives me crazy when someone has a brick ranch and they decorate it as modern farmhouse. I mean, yeah. There ain't a damn thing about that farmhouse. You
well,
know, I
that's
mean,
where I think, okay, so that's where I think to what you're saying, where modern farmhouse came into play, was modern farmhouse was an overall feel and style that could fit into other houses. Mm-hmm. Because modern farmhouse is where we left behind the farm like pieces, like what you would think, you know, like the chicken coops and mm-hmm. the cows. It was just a different feeling. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
And I'm glad we're moving on.
Okay.
So. I do like the cottage.
Yeah.
And it's
so the good thing about the cottage, you can still have your shiplap and that sort of thing, the textured woods and all of that, but you can cozy it up and make it a little more sophisticated.
I do feel like shiplap is almost gone. Like, I'm not seeing that in any new building now.
Really? When
no,
you see new builds,
gone.
They're not adding the shiplap?
All of it's gone. And I noticed that when I was one of our figlets that follows us. Uh-huh. She's moving here from Michigan. So and she's doing a new build, and we were going through a lot of new builds, and none of that. It's definitely a little more sophisticated look.
Yeah.
Which, I like shiplap.
Yeah.
Personally, from a practical standpoint, it's wood. It's easier to me. It doesn't mess up like drywall. But that's one thing I'm not seeing. But, you know, you never know.
But the thing is, if you have it, paint it. or style it. It's part of your home. I mean, like our whole downstairs is what you, I guess you would call shiplap. I mean, our house was, the funny thing is our house was built in the 90s and it was already there. Now ours was on a diagonal. So we, it kind of drove me crazy. So we covered it up and made it horizontal. But I mean, it's just
but
always going to be that way.
In our Florida house.
Right.
And it, to me, that doesn't look, to me, the shiplap in our Florida house is not, and the shiplap even here in your house is not farmhousey to me.
Well, it all depends, I guess, how you tie it all
together. And how you decorate.
And decorate it. And like it goes into like, not only did we have like shiplap walls, we have ceilings that are wood ceilings yeah. and that sort of thing. So it's not like you just took,
you just took a wall.
Yeah, took a wall and put shiplap on it. But I do love, so with this modern cottage, here's the hot points of it. So then we can talk about it. It's supposed to be cozy and rustic. So think of a cottage. It's supposed to make you feel warm and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to have incorporate modern design. So a little bit sleeker, more elevated design. Lots of contrast. So you're going to see, you know, those pops of color, which is what we've been talking mm-hmm. about, how the colors have been coming more and more moody. And we've been seeing it in like paints and that sort of thing, but we're seeing it like in fabrics. It's going to be cozy. It's a lot of contrast. So like cozy and cool. So you're mixing in the cozy colors, but you can still have your whites and creams and neutrals. Natural textures, vintage decor, which we've been talking about. I mean, that's been on the rise for years as well. But like we've talked about in stories at Market, like you're starting to see antiques mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very modern pieces, or, you know, transitional modern mm-hmm. pieces. Artisan accessories, warm. And then the part that I love most is they're saying lots of plants and greenery and flowers incorporated into it. So I love that little, that natural touch.
Which is everything we've been seeing. And it makes sense, though, with the modern cottage is, you know, you're going to see a lot of the brass with the patina.
Right, the antique brass.
More older feel. More, to me, it's more of a curated look.
Yeah.
A layered, curated look.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Rather than just out of a magazine.
Right. And I feel like the best vendor when we were at Market that pulled this off was our upholstery vendor, Roe and Robin Bruce. They pulled it off in their fabrics, mm-hmm. their frames, and the way they styled their showroom. And then the other one is, of course, Gabby.
Gabby.
Because
mm-hmm.
they did their whole, I mean, they have a wider variety of products than, say, Roe, who's just advertising their upholstery. But those two, which are, you know, industry leaders that we order from, you could definitely take those and mm-hmm. feel it, that it was, they hit it on point with the modern
color. A lot of dark, rich colored walls, warm walls.
Yeah.
Going away from white, where right. everything's white. See, I still like that too.
Well, and that's what they're saying. You can use both of them because the idea is to have a lot of contrast. Mm-hmm. So you can still have white walls, or maybe have a dark, moody accent wall, or maybe just different rooms that are moody. I think you're going to see more and more of where certain rooms are different colors. We kind of went for a minute where like the whole house was pretty much the exact mm-hmm. same color. We're going to go back to the way it was before that, where, you know, you're main rooms may all be one color, especially with open concepts, mm-hmm. but then you'll have other rooms that are moody and contrasting.
Mm-hmm. And I like to do that. I yeah. still like to stick to like four paints.
Well, yeah, you don't want every single mm-mm. bedroom and room a different color.
But, you know, it's cool when you walk into one and it's got just a little moody.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of moody. And, you know, we talked about it in the last, I think, time we talked about Market trends, green. Green is super, super popular. And that's probably the single hottest color tone that you're seeing.
Green in everything.
Is in green. Sage green. Again, it's dark greens, like just moody, muddy,
mm-hmm.
sagey, beautiful greens. You're seeing it everywhere. But I do feel like in the fabrics, going back to that, like at Roe, they were even, we've talked about in the last, you know, Market, we saw the trend of it coming where the fabrics were moodier, but this time, like all the fabrics mm-hmm. were like moodier. Not that you can't have a neutral,
but you're seeing a lot of ambers and a lot of greens and navies and even charcoal.
Yeah.
Anything moody, you're seeing it.
So I'm excited because that kind of goes back to, you know, I'll always love some form of color. I can do bright colors, I can do moody colors, but I always like colors. And then it takes me back. I feel like the house that you have, well, your condo now, it fits right in. Mm-hmm. It's very moody. But your house before you moved there was, it's like 100% back.
Where that house was.
Yeah.
Yep. And I did that house 20, oh gosh, I did that house like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's back, which that house was a lot of antiques, but the color would fit today.
Right.
To everything.
Isn't that crazy how it just comes.
So if I had stayed in that house and never touched anything, it would have been right back.
Back on trend. That's what everyone thinks. And mixed metals. Mm-hmm. You're still seeing, we talked about that, mixed metals. But like you said, you're seeing more and more of the antique brass in everything.
And I love mixing metals now. Yeah. Like in, because I've been doing a lot of design work in the past year. And it's so nice. I feel so free to be able to mix metals in the kitchen and the bathrooms.
It feels very stylish and designer.
Very curated.
And like you can really make it your own.
But you know, when I did my old house, my last house, I mean, it was old. It was 100 years old then. But when I redid it, that was a faux pas to mix metals. And
we've talked about that. Like
I custom ordered every single hinge. Every hinge, doorknob, faucet had to match.
Yeah. When my parents bought the house they still live in, I was in eighth grade. So that was like 94-ish, I think, when they bought it. Yeah. It was a brand new house. And it was, everything was the polished, bright brass. Mm-hmm.
The yellow brass.
Yeah. And it was nice and shiny. But if there was anything, light fixture inside and out, was all that. The faucets, the hinges on the doors, on the cabinets, the drawer pulls, everything. Doorknobs. If there was something metal in that house, it was brass.
And I did
it all match. Yeah. It was all like the exact same.
So when I remodeled my last house, it had been done in the mid-90s. And I did it in like 99.
Right.
So now it had phased in. Everything had to be the same, but it was all satin nickel.
Yeah.
Or brushed nickel.
Right.
No brass. I took all the brass out.
Oh, yeah. The brass left in the late 90s.
Yeah.
It was, ooh, got to get that out of there.
Isn't it so funny?
Right.
And now, really, the yellow shiny brass still hasn't came back. It's all...
No, but that's how the trends normally go. They come back where it's like, comes back to brass, but it's just not the same. Mm-mm. You can't ever
I don't think that yellow brass...
No, I think that was just the times of... Trying to make a knockoff.
We didn't know better.
We didn't know better. Yeah, that's so true. But I am loving the mix in of the antiques, which you and I've always loved. I have I have several pieces that are from your old house in my current house that are antique pieces. But, you know, I want to go to like some antique sales or like auctions.
I'm glad you want to do that because that's our next little project is we're going to start doing auction.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Like going to auctions?
We're going to start going to
auctions. Oh, I can't wait to put my paddle in the air.
Mm-hmm.
My little card.
We're going to start doing auctions.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just fun. It's fun and it's such found pieces. And I think our customers here in Greenville want that.
Yeah.
And they want to see that.
And it's good to mix in. You know, when we first opened the home store back in 2013, for a couple of years, we did do mix in. It was a different style of antiques and vintage pieces, but we always had some of those pieces in our store. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of got away from that over the years, but it's time to bring it back. Mm-hmm. And I love an auction. I can remember going to the auction with my mom. We got into it. I don't know, my mom, we always got into something and we started going to auctions at one time. So I can't
And it's
wait
a little
to...
dressier too. It's your nicer pieces.
Yeah,
it's not your shabby chic.
No, it's your more refined antiques are coming back.
Which is you know, and I like them all.
Because it's been your almost broke down kind of, you know, shabby chic or very rustic.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the cottage, modern cottage, like it said, it's more sophisticated, your refined pieces, but still antique.
Mm-hmm.
But there's such a, it's such a fine line because it can't be too formal. It, you know, like it's that.
Well, and I think it's all how you style it too. Like one house I'm working on now, we did a reproduction dining room table. Very, very, very expensive, inlaid. You know, you can literally see yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very, very formal.
Right.
And then I'm doing on top of the table a garden urn.
Yeah.
With orchids.
Right.
So I'm bringing it down.
And that's what, like, going, one of the things listed out when I was reading this off is, like, our artisan accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes down to, like, taking a garden urn, like you're saying, something that's a big contrast
mm-hmm.
to the refined, sophisticated look of the piece mm-hmm. of furniture, and you're contrasting it by putting that on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that sums
it up
totally.
It's your yin and your yang.
Yeah. Which, we love. We've always loved that kind of look. And that's why your condo now.
It works.
It works.
Because it's,
you have your condo is an old mill.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, you know, beams and brick. And then you have modern style, mm-hmm. sleeker sofas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you contrast it with, you know, your other found accessories mm-hmm. and that sort
of antique furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just works.
It works really good. So I'm excited about
I love the direction.
And I love that they've mentioned plants, greenery, and flowers. I mean,
well, I don't think a home is a home without some plants.
I know. Whether they're real or faux. You gotta have something to soften it up.
Yeah.
And it's just like when we do arrangements with plants. You can't have just all bold stuff. You got to have something to soften it.
Yeah.
That's where that greenery comes in.
And green just, it just brings the outside in.
It does. It just makes it feel like homey. And I think that's what modern cottage is all about, is making it feel nice and homey.
Yes.
The other thing we still saw, going back to what we've talked about many times now, is animal prints. Still super popular. And I feel like even more botanical prints. I felt like we had kind of hit a high on botanical prints like in like 2020, 2021. And I know they don't ever go out, but I felt like they were kind of dipping. And then I feel like now they're coming back even more, like botanical prints, bird prints, butterfly prints, like natural
mm-hmm.
prints for wall art. You're seeing a lot of that.
Which I love that too. Anything natural.
Anything natural to bring it all back together.
Yeah. And one other thing that we saw a lot of, which I love, are your old rugs. And they're taking that to ottomans. And,
yes. We got some
and
amazing.
And even cow hides. They're, your hair on hide is just, everything is just.
Yeah. I forgot about that. We got two bigger ottomans and then two like square ottomans mm-hmm. where they've taken like the vintage rugs and made them into ottomans. Really cool texture, makes it again look like a found piece, but it's warm. And that's a really, really good look that we saw at market that I was happy to see that there. And again, they're still using things like the rugs and textiles as wall decor as well, framing them. And putting them on the wall. I don't know if you noticed, did you notice in Gabby going up the stairs, like at the top, they had the rugs on the wall? Like,
hanging the rugs.
Yeah. Hanging them as decor.
Which I love that. I wouldn't even mind taking some of those small 2x3 rugs mm-hmm. and having
the
them framed.
The vintage Turkish rugs. Yeah. Have them, like you said, have them framed, tacked in there. They look really cool. That's what they had hung on the wall, but having them framed would be really cool.
Just take it up a notch.
Just a notch.
Yep. One other thing that I noticed was lighting. I feel like there's a lot more statement lighting.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the wow pieces.
Well, you know, we've always looked at lighting in that way. Mm-hmm. But I mean, to me, lighting is like the jewelry for your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice pair of earrings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It just finishes it off. But I feel like lighting in general is getting more, like mm-hmm. more design
wow.
to yeah. it.
Yeah, more wow. And one thing I will say, and I still run into this with clients,
yeah,
is a lot of clients feel like their lighting still has to all match.
Oh, yeah.
Like if
it's
you
kind of going back to what we were saying about the metals, but like
it doesn't.
Right.
It
get
doesn't.
The matching one for your kitchen island and your kitchen table.
Or it's got to be the same metal. It does not.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You just want to have pieces that complement.
Right.
But and you want to do different shapes in rooms. You don't want to do the same shape or necessarily the same finish. Like if I do a light that is mostly brass, like an antique brass.
Yes.
In the living room, in the kitchen, it may be black with a little antique brass.
Yes, something accents. That says a nod to the other one.
Yeah,
but not a match.
Yeah,
yeah. That is. I feel like two common problems with lighting. One is getting it too small.
Mm-hmm.
When they're installing it. And I think that comes with a lot of builders mm-hmm. picking too small. And that's definitely going to be, I mean, it was already looked bad and kind of out of trend to have your lighting too small. But with the current trends, that's really going to be like an awesome, like mm-hmm. you're going to notice that because the lighting is becoming bigger and bolder and more.
More statement.
Statement piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and like you were saying, matching the lighting. So speaking of lighting, that reminded me, that was the other thing I got myself at Market. I got a new light to go over the kitchen table.
Oh, well, I helped pick that one out.
I know.
That one is beautiful.
Yeah. It's not going to be in for a couple of months.
And it's a little more of a modern cottage.
It is. Feel. It is. That's what I was there.
And
I was
you
like,
actually, we got one that actually had shades on there.
Right.
And you used to hate that.
I know, but you know.
It's cottagey now.
It is cottagey.
It's warm.
That light is modern cottage. It has mm-hmm. a modern flair to it, but it's got the cottage feel with the shades on it. And it has the antique brass.
And finish. The other thing is there's a lot of crystals.
Yeah, there are a lot of crystals in lighting.
And I
not the light that I got, but yeah,
I was never a fan of that. Mm-hmm. But like the light we have at the garden store,
right?
The bronze with the little prisms, the crystals,
right?
It is quite beautiful. And everyone,
when it's done right, like mm-hmm. the new age right versus mm-hmm. the gaudy
mm-hmm.
back in the day kind of mm-hmm. look. But yeah, there are a lot of crystals mm-hmm. in lighting.
Which I like. I think it looks really nice in a bedroom, a master bedroom, and a dining room.
Yeah.
Or a foyer.
It's definitely funny thinking back to the light that I got, though. I'm just thinking about it. Because I picked that out earlier on in Market just because I was like, oh, I think it's time to replace. You know, I like to replace things here and there. I don't want to have to replace everything at one time.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm really ready to get rid of the light over our kitchen table or whatever. And then we both went to that one. Just mm-hmm. randomly. And it defines this trend that we're talking about, modern cottage.
It
meets all the, you know, I wasn't thinking of that at the time in that way.
And it's not too matchy.
Yeah, I was just drawn to it, which is kind of crazy. So yeah, the lighting, you don't mm-hmm. want to have it too small and you don't want to have, like you bought a lighting package.
No.
Where it's...
No.
Where it's the same in all the rooms.
And don't be afraid to throw a light up. Listen, you come to my home, anywhere I can throw a light up, I have thrown one up. I've made it.
Mm-hmm.
I've made it work. And I noticed just a few weeks ago, because I was like, one corner of my master bedroom is dark. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is just irritating to me. And I looked up and there's a mount to drop a light. I'm like, I want to drop a light right there.
Over there. Yeah.
I'm like,
why
gonna not? Make it a little focal point right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like ostentatious, enormous, but
right.
it'd be something cool there that just lights up that space.
And then it will define that little area, mm-hmm. kind of make it its own yeah. little spot.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of like the foyer of the bedroom.
Well, look at you go.
Yeah.
Oh God, he'll have me over there hanging uh-huh. another light.
I don't know. We got to get out of that business. We fall and
break something. Well, you know, when you moved into that place, because we moved into our mm-hmm. farm at the same time, which is it going to be 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a month or so?
8 years.
That is crazy. Stephen went through about 75 different light fixtures above his dining table.
Five lights in like 18 months.
Yeah. He would get one. You would get one light and I'd come hang it and you'd be like, I love it. And then like a week later, you'd be like, I don't know. I'm
gonna look one for was another. So wrong. One that we hung and it was octagonal. It was a cool light.
I don't even remember.
I have photos of all of them.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you do.
But yeah, it was horrible finding that right light.
And your ceilings are only like 75 feet tall.
I know. It's so dangerous to be up. Like, you don't realize. And especially when you're not up against a wall. Because you've got kind of got. Yeah, it's a little.
So every market, he'd be like, this is the light. This is the one I want above my dining table. And we would get it. And I'd get it installed. And he's like, oh, I love it. And then like a week later, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to have to look for something different. But I'm going to keep it for now. And then we'd get back from another market. And here I'd go hanging another light above there. The last one I said, this is it. I'm not hanging another one. We are done. Like it or lump it. Leave it here. Hire someone.
You didn't hang all of them. I did pay somebody to hang the first.
Oh, did you?
And then I hated it. But I have been thinking about doing a different one now because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
And I saw one that I liked at Curry & Company, and it was the brass one. Mm-hmm. It looked like just a ring, and then the light was on the inside. Something like that could be cool there.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah, but I made up my mind.
Okay. Well, anything exciting coming up? I guess I'm done talking about market. That's the trends.
Well,
I'm excited about it.
We were supposed to go to a concert last night, and I was just feeling under the weather. And mainly I was concerned because we got a busy week. You know, it's the shipping before Mother's Day, so we got to get on Mother's Day.
Right.
So I didn't want to be sit out sick.
After you done partied at a concert?
Yeah. So we didn't go.
What was your concert?
It was so good. It was Cheap Trick and Heart.
Oh, Heart would be good. Who's Cheap Trick?
Oh, you wouldn't know him. You wouldn't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was 80s. I was a little sad that we didn't go. And I told Dylan, I was like, you can go. You know, you can go. You can invite somebody and go.
Yeah.
But he was sweet. He was like, no.
He didn't want to go to that shit anyway. He didn't know who those people are.
He doesn't have a choice but to know who they are. He listens to them.
He knows because you listen to music constantly from being around you, but he don't care about them. He wasn't even born when those songs...
Listen.
Like when they had their last album, he wasn't even born yet, much less in their heyday.
It hurt me a little bit though because we paid for those tickets, but I was like, you know, health is more important. So yes. I stayed home and I'm feeling a little better.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Hopefully we'll both be on the mend. So this week, this comes out on Tuesday, obviously, which will be Tuesday, April 23rd. But this week we're doing a Mother's Day extravaganza on the Nested Fig app, our online store. So we're going to be doing live sales every day starting today, which is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All week long, we're going to have some new products, gifts for Mother's Day, and some specials. So make sure you check us out inside the Nested Fig app. And if you don't have the app yet, just search the Nested Fig in your app store, or you can see the show notes below as well. Because we got lots of fun lives and new things ready to go. I'm loving our new warehouse. Mm-hmm. Our new warehouse finally feels like home. Cozy.
Permanent.
We're here. We made it.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, because I'll be damned if I'm moving that shit again. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have our outlet store opening sometime between now and the end of the year. They've been working on it. The employee, like painting and stuff. I'm excited to see that progress. So that's going to be coming up. Oh, I did have a funny thing to tell you.
What?
So the other day, I posted a reel. This is controversial. Not really. But I posted a reel on Instagram the other day with a trending song. And it's just like me and Daniel. Like, it was the trend where they post like an old picture of you and
then
a new picture. Like 650 people unfollowed me. I guess they didn't like the gay thing. So if you don't know we're gay, This is your...
Did they really?
Yeah.
It is amazing to
me. You know,
me.
I don't post a lot. And that is not...
You
that
don't do a lot of personal.
I don't do a lot of personal. And, you know, and people are always like... And I listen. I know our core people get us and understand. And those 650 weren't ever going to be...
They weren't our people.
They weren't our people. They weren't going to be... I mean, if that offended them, they weren't going to be customers. Woo. They weren't going to be anything. You know what I'm saying? So, no... It's fine. And do you. That doesn't really even hurt my feeling. But it's been a while since I've done that, like posted a personal one and noticed that a lot of people unfollowed.
650. Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot then, in some ways, but yeah. It is a lot. It's sad. That's sad. That makes me sad.
But, you know, I guess probably I've gotten a lot of followers in the last, you know, few months, and I probably haven't posted anything that like personal or whatever, and it hit a bunch. It was getting seen a lot. So I guess they were like, these gays in my feed?
I mean,
who's these queens?
If they didn't already know that you were a big queen, I don't know how they didn't like, know that. Right? How did they not know that?
I know.
Like, it's not a secret.
They must have started on some like recipe one, following when, like, you know, a recipe or something where they didn't see me. But hell, I mean, I don't know.
It's okay to like some gay people, and we're all people. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
All races, all types.
We're all people.
We're all here.
We can like everybody.
Yeah. But it kind of...
I don't know.
It kind of surprised me because I felt like that used to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that hasn't happened in a few years. But, you know, used to, in the beginning, I would say, no, I'm not posting that because I knew I would lose a lot of followers. And at the time... You know, I just mean you're smaller. And
but
stuff.
See, I follow all kinds of people.
I do too,
and I want to follow all kinds of people.
Yeah,
I mean that would.
But
just...
I will say, you know, our people who got the comments on the post are amazing. Like y'all are two of Instagram's best. Y'all are the cutest couple.
Yeah, I mean it
was all of that.
The people that unfollowed you were never going to be our people.
Right.
And that's exactly. Fine. That's fine.
But.
Bye.
You know, I usually lose about 200 to 250 in a week anyway.
I know. And you average. Say that's normal, but it really hurts my...
But
y'all,
then
I don't like it when y'all unfollow me.
Well, okay. Steven is so sensitive. He won't post because he's like, well, if I post, people are just going to unfollow me. But I'm like, well, you got to post consistently so you also get
and
new
it's
followers.
True.
Because even though I lost the 650 something for the week, I still gained followers, you know. It was offset for a new round that I can offend.
It's just sad, though, that you would... I mean, I would hate to... I would never unfollow somebody because they were gay or lesbian or straight or whatever. Like, who cares?
Right.
Like, if they have good content and I'm learning something, I don't care, but whatever. I mean, we can butch it up a little.
Yeah. Let's hammer something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go out there and build something.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I know. But that it's been a while since that's happened. I was kind of like, oh, we're still there. Oh, still can happen.
Yeah.
Have to think of something else to offend people with. So, yeah, we got to get you posting more so your feelings can get hurt a little more.
I know. I haven't.
Get you some unfollows and maybe a few follows. You were doing so good in stories, and you have stopped.
I haven't stopped, but I've slacked off.
Well, it's been a long while since you've posted.
I got to get back at it.
So here is your public announcement. You're going to get back at it.
Because I was doing really, really well, and the followers, it was a good thing.
It was a good thing. People want to see
you know what made me fall off?
What?
When I got the flu and I was sick for 2 weeks. Because when you're sick, you do not feel... Well, first of all, you can't. You're going to be on there, you know.
Right.
But I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm just saying that broke my cycle.
Right.
So I got to get back on it.
You're starting today.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll let you start tomorrow. Okay. sniffles. All right, I think that's going to wrap up this week's episode of Who's Driving. We're actually going to head over to the warehouse and get ready for live sales in our Mother's Day week extravaganza. So make sure you join us all week long inside the Nested Fig app. Again, if you don't have it, see the show notes below or search the Nested Fig in your app store. I'm excited because we've ordered some really good things. So
yeah,
come join us. Remember to leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It is much appreciated and really helps us out. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.